Do you have a cornerstone in your building or your home, or whenever you're a builder, have you ever placed a cornerstone? How about time capsule? Have you ever placed a time capsule? Sometimes they'll put a time capsule type of thing inside a cornerstone. They'll give you access, but you can't take the cornerstone out, but you can get access to that time capsule. Cornerstones are very important. John's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 29 through 42. And this is when Jesus was revealed as the Lamb of God who takes away the world. Starting in verse 29. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Look, there's the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He is the one I was talking about when I said, soon a man is coming who is far greater than I." John the Baptist, this is him that's speaking. "Far greater than I, for he existed long before I did. I did not know he was the one. But I have been baptizing with water in order to point out him to Israel." Then John said, "I saw the Holy Spirit descending like a dove from heaven and resting upon him. I didn't know he was the one, but when God sent me to baptize with water, he told me, 'When you see the Holy Spirit descending and resting upon someone, he is the one you're looking for. He is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' I saw this happen to Jesus, so I testify that he is the Son of God." The following day, John again was standing with the two of his disciples as Jesus walked by. John looked at him and then declared, "Look, there is the Lamb of God." Then John's two disciples turned and followed Jesus. Jesus looked around and saw them following. Jesus always had some neat little question. "What do you want?" They replied, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" "Come and see," he said. And it was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon when they went with him to the place, and they stayed there the rest of the day. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of these men who heard what John said and then followed Jesus. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah," which means Christ. Then Andrew brought Simon to meet Jesus. Looking intently at Simon, Jesus said, "You are Simon, the son of John, but you will be called Cephas," which means Peter. Now, we always look at Peter as the rock of the church. Jesus says, "My church will be upon a solid rock," and he gave Peter that commission. We don't follow any of the Roman Catholic traditions, but the Pope is supposed to be in the line of Peter. And I don't think very many of the popes could trace their genealogy back to Peter, but the big part of it was that they are to be the head of the church, physical church. But we don't honor a pope or do anything like that, because we have that personal relationship with us. We don't need a pope or a priest or anybody to intercede for us or talk to God. We have that direct access, thanks be to God. The other scripture in Isaiah is 28:16. It says, "Therefore, thus saith the Lord, behold, I am laying in Zion a stone, a tested stone, a costly cornerstone, for the foundation firmly placed. He who believes in it will not be disturbed."